Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi, we're holding in Peo Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi'i, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. The Mishnah said that a vine or a palm tree, which is tall, Chachom said that a one should not tell the Anim to go and take Peo from there, but the Baal Bais needs to cut it off, and he should distribute it to the Anim. Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, also a nut tree, also Chalukei Goizim. So the Gemara now says in Lamed Hey Amud Aleph on top, Rav Chananya b'Shem Rav Shimon b'Lokish, Ma'ase shemeitu chamisha achim b'chamisha chalikei egoizim. Once there was a story, there were five poor brothers that climbed up five different nut trees, and they all died from the fall from the tree, and that's the source, according to Rav Shimon, not to allow the Aniyim to climb these trees. Says the Gemara, Abayi shekor shem peyo v'kilo, meaning, Baal Bais went and he took part of his field and said, this is Peo. And then, instead of leaving it for the Anim, he harvested. See, he's over the Pasuk that says, it says you should not be mechal the Peo, you should not harvest the Peo. Continues the Gemara and says, loy koroshem Peo, if he did not call it Peo, v'chilo, and he harvests the field without doing pay at all, also him has the same aveiro. He did not leave his something in the field. I mean, regardless if he called it pay and took it, or he never called it pay and he harvests the field, in both cases is over this pasuk. According to the Gra, so then it's two parts of the pasuk. If it's called pay, so then it's over loy sechale peya bekutrecho. He's over taking away the peo. If it is no peo, you didn't call peo, so then you are over the second part. Don't finish your field. So it's two parts of the pasuk refer to these two cases. Now we learned in the Mishnah that when the Baal Bais goes and takes from the tree, not only he needs to take care of himself, he needs to be the one distributing to the Aniyim evenly. Says the Gemara, to be named, if they said, you know what, just take it from the tree and throw it in front of us. And we, the Anim, we will jump up and take it the way we take from the field. Afilu ken ain't shomim loy. We don't listen to the Anim, and we do not allow them to jump on the food. But Abayis yichalak biyodo. Abayis needs to be the one distributing it. Why? Shelo yure le'onim mude asoy v'yosh lefanov. We're choshesh, maybe he's going to see a poor man that he knows, and he's going to throw to him most of the fruits. So if the Baal Bais is the one holding it, I don't trust the Baal Bais if he has to just throw it. He may throw it towards the direction of one Ani specifically. So then he needs to go and give it to each one individually. Continues the Gemara and says, Rav Shmuel bar Avud Maboy. Rav Shmuel Avud asked the question. According to this concept, according to this ideal, Kile Tzadehu, we learned before, that if he did finish harvesting the entire field, so at Oma Chozro Peo Lorimorim. So then you say he needs to give payah from the imorim, meaning from the grain that he harvests. From the harvest part, from there he has to give payah. Afilu ken Baal Bais mechalek biyodoy. According to what we learn now, in that case, he should not just give them payah to let them take on their own. He needs to distribute it himself. Why? Shelo yirei le'oni mudas, so he should not see an oni that he knows, v'yash le'fanov, and throw it in front of him. So according to the same logic, that should be there as well. Whenever the Baal Bais gives it, whenever the Baal Bais already has it in his possession, he needs to distribute it evenly and not throw it in front of the Aniyim. Halacha Beis Zok Mishto, Noto Miksa Sapeyo V'Zorak Alashar, referring to the Ani. The Ani, the poor man who took Peyo, he pulled out some pear from the field, and he threw it on some grain. And his mindset was to be kind of the grain, to be kind of that part that is still connected by throwing the detached part that he took on that part that was still connected. Ein lo bo klum is not getting anything, as the Gemara is going to explain. Not for lo aleo, if he falls on the grain, appears to least lo aleo, or he puts his clothing on it, ma'avir moisei meno. That's not considered to be a pair that he took. You take it away from him and give it to another ani. The same halacha applies to leket and shichcho, which we'll see later in the Masechta, the dinim of that. So the Gemara, Tani b'Shir Meir, koinzim boy, on mitzim imenu esatolush v'esam mechubar. This ani who tried to grab on to more peah, which is connected by throwing the detached one on the connected one, not only is not cutting a new peah, but he loses already what he has. Because the knas that Chomi did, that he tried to trick the system and get more than he deserves. When the Aflaminian would base, says the Gemara, Ad kedoin mezit, afilu shoigeg v'afilu krichois, meaning, if he did it b'mezit, so it's clear he wanted to be zoiche and the extra peah, so we koinis him. What happens if he did it by mistake? Or what happens if he threw bundles on the connected part? So everybody knows the difference between what's connected and what's not connected. And the Gemara seems not to answer this question, brings it as a question, as a horror. Continues the Gemara and says, Rab Shimon Menlokish b'shem Abba Kohen Bardalia. Odom zoiche lechaveir b'mitzio. One can be zoiche to his friend with a mitzio, Rab Chaim adds the girso, b'toich arba ames. Meaning that if he sees a mitzvah in the street within four amas, he could say, this mitzvah that I'm seeing within my four amas, I am coining this for my friend, not for myself, I'm coining it to my friend. Matam, what's the source? Because it says in the pasuk that David HaMelech said, when he brought items for Beis HaMikdash, he said, Ani be'oni, as a poor man, chinois le'Beis Hashem, I prepared for Beis Hashem, and he goes through a list of items that he prepared for Beis Hashem. Zov kikorim mea elef, fekesef elef alofi kikorim, velen choshe velabarzel, in mishkol, kileroi voyo, veetzi vavonim achinoisi valeem toisif. Meaning, several different materials, gold, silver, copper, wood, stone, double milk prepared for Beis HaMikdash. Now it says over here that he gave it to Beis HaMikdash, and he did it be'oni, he did it as a poor person. What does that mean? So says the Gemara, Rav Yoino Omar Yishai Abai, manam kayomim, what's exactly the case? If it belongs to him, was within his Arba Amos of David, Ashu, look what he has. He owns all this, so he's very rich. That's why he calls himself poor. Im b'chutz l'Arba Amos, if he was that, was within, outside of his Arba Amos, he's not koine. V'yesh odom magdish dovo she'enu shaloi, how can he give it to be swinish if it doesn't belong to him? Says the Gemara, v'kayminu b'magdish rishon rishon. What he did was, he was magdish to Hashem. That goes back to Gemara before. A person can give a mitzia that he sees to somebody else and not be coined himself. Just give it directly to the other one. That's what David HaMelech did too. He had all these items that he got through war within four Hamas, and he gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. It never became his. So he stayed poor and he gave it to Hegdesh. That's the Gemara Dashan's this pasuk. And from here you learn the one can give directly to his friend the mitzia that he finds within four Hamas. He brings a different shot. What do you mean? Why is the male call himself poor? That there's no richness in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course the male was rich. But klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he calls himself poor. Another shot. Meaning that he was fasting, not that he was poor. He would fast. He gave his meal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the anius over here means Loshen Inui is the fasting that he gave from his own portion to Hashem. So the Gemara brought two other pshat, and what does it mean? Be'oni, but we're going back to the first pshat. So the Gemara said that from here you learn that you could give a mitzia to your friend if it's within four amas. Says the Gemara, now brings a few places that we see differently. Hey, see Rav Yaakov Ha'idi, b'shem Rav Shimon Lokish v'atarin, and it says in the Mishnah, Ro'asa mitzio, he says a mitzio, and he jumps on it in order to be coin it. And then somebody else came and took it away from him. The one who held it was zoiche. No, he didn't do a kinyan of picking it up. It was he just jumped on it. That's not a kinyan, he's not coin it. Whatever's going to come and pick it up, he's the one who's zoiche in this mitzio. But if you just tell me that within 4 hours you're coining a mitzio, not only for yourself, even for others, so this person who jumped in it, the mitzio was within his 4 hours. Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, Tipote B'Shaloi, Omar Yiskuli Arba Amas Shali. Says, we talk about a case, he didn't say my Arba Amas will be coining. Meaning the only way that the 4 hours of Adam are coining is only if he has Das for that. If he has his mindset for it, he says, I want my 4 hours to be coining this mitzvah, which is within my 4 hours, and he can do it either for himself or to his friend. But if he doesn't have that mindset, he will not be koine. Says the Gemara in our Mishnah, Vatani by peyo nofalo yaleo, he jumped on the peyo the oni. Or appears to Eli Soele, put his clothing on it. Ma'avi moisri menu, take it away from the oni. Why you take it away from the oni? The oni was koine within 4 hours. Says the Gemara the same answer. Omalei oidi bishaloyoma yiskuli arba amashali. This is also the answer is, that the Ani did not say that he wants the four amas to be koinim, meaning he didn't have the mindset for that, and therefore it's not koinim. Says the Gemara, I'm involved one more raya. The price of Chiyah says, two people that are fighting the Oimer, which is the Shichah that we'll get to later, comes another poor person and takes away from them. Why is he Zoyche? It was within their four armies of these people. Says he wanted the same answer. This also is, he didn't specify he wants his four armies to be Koine, meaning he didn't have his mindset for it, so then the four armies are not Koine, but if he does have his mindset, so the four armies are Koine, either for himself or for his friend. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peo Daf Lamed Hei.